blood.
What? There's thunder and lightning in it. We call it a
storm.
If it's raining but not real hard, we call it a
mist.
Okay. What else?
Sprinkle.
What else? What if it lasts just a long time?
Lasts a long time.
You could have a slow
drizzle.
Okay. What's the difference between a sprinkle and a drizzle?
I don't guess there is any.
What about if it's fairly hard but short, you call it a
fairly hard but short. Flood?
Well, did you ever use the word shower?
Shower, yeah.
How's that different from the
from what?
From the mist or the sprinkle?
A shower? Well, I think a shower is a little harder than a sprinkle.
What about a mist?
Or a mist. A mist is just fine, you know, rain. And a sprinkle is a little bit heavier.
What if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road? You call that a
fog.
And a day like that would be
a foggy day.
And do y'all get any bad winds around here?
Well, sometimes. Not, you know. Not anything like a hurricane.
Do you get any of the effects from the hurricane?
Yes. Yeah.
Such as what?
Sometimes strong winds and hard rains. And, you know, such as that.
Do y'all get flooding here from the Red River at all?
Well, not to the, actually, you wouldn't say that the Red River floods, you know, any place here, but when we have a real hard rain, you know, and it rains for quite a period of time, well, the streets get flooded. This underpass down here on Hearn floods out a lot. It has gotten up so high that it would cover up a school bus down here. Have you been down here?
Yeah.
It covers. It's flooded a lot, but the drainage is bad. When they fixed those streets, or, you know, when they built the streets, they didn't. I don't know, they just didn't fix the drainage right or something, because it'll flood out. But it has to rain, you know, real hard for a good little while.
Did Shreveport, how big is their city limit area? It seems to be pretty.
How big is the city limit area?
Have they incorporated a lot in the last?
We have. The city limit out south of town used to go, let's see if it was on, it was just on this side, I believe, of the overpass out here on the Mansfield Road, and now it goes all the way Southern Hills. Have you been out to Southern Hills? Well, all of that out there is included, I think, now in the city limits, if I'm not mistaken. We've taken in quite a bit. Shreveport's growing.
How big is it now?
How many people? It's close to 300,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It may already be 300,000. I'm not for certain, but the last time I heard, it was not quite 300,000.
Well, that's really changed, hasn't it? Just the past 7 years.
Yeah. Shreveport has grown a lot. Oh, gosh, yeah. That's old. It's been past 180,000 for a long time.
What's the racial makeup, do you know? I mean, what percentage
is that? Really, I don't know the percentages. I believe, as it stands now, there is more whites than blacks.
Is that how it's always been since
you were? Yeah. Ever since I've known, you know. Of course, the blacks are gaining all the time. There's getting to be more and more of them all the time. But it's always been more whites, as long as I can remember.
Do